Good morning. My guest this morning is Joel Gonsalves from Soul Flamenco. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Roland. Thank you for having me.
So we are talking about Soul Flamenco, which is going to appear at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts on Friday, May 6th at 7:30. So you are one of the two dancers in the group, right?
That's correct. And I'm also the artistic director of Soul Flamenco.
Great. So two dancers, you and Hilit Maniv.
Correct.
And guitarist Mark Taylor, who I've interviewed several times here and who's, as we remarked before we started, has lived in this area since the beginning of time, at least.
Right.
And then a singer, Layuli.
Correct.
Fascinating name.
Yeah. She'll be coming from San Francisco, and Hilit Maniv will be visiting from Albany. So it's going to be a wonderful performance.
So how does it work? How does a four-person presentation of this complex form work on stage?
Well, always the singer is king. I think that's one of the things that flamencos can agree upon.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So we take turns interacting with the singer. The guitarist, one of his hands is strumming the chords to support the dancer, while the other hand is playing the notes for the singer. So he's doing two jobs at once. One hand is for the dancer, one is for the singer. And then Hilit and I have worked together for many years. I'm so fortunate to be able to work with her, and we will be doing duets together. We will be debuting new material. We will also be doing dance solos, and we interact with both the singer as well as the guitarist with different types of dance moves, indicating what our next goal is going to be within that within that particular piece.
It always seems to me that the major thing that happens in a flamenco performance like this is it's breathtaking. I always feel kind of short of breath at
it. It's very exciting. You know, as a dancer, from the waist down, we're doing a lot of rhythmic footwork, very detailed footwork. And from the waist up, sharp movements complemented with some softer movements. So you're sort of getting two dancers in one, but it's very exciting. And I agree. Every time I've been to Spain and I see a live show, I'm on the edge of my seat. It's just like nothing else. But I'm biased, of course.
How did you come to be involved in this particular form?
Well, in 1995, I volunteered for the United Nations 50th celebration in Union Square in San Francisco. I saw a lot of different ethnic dances that day, but when I saw flamenco, it just grabbed me completely. I at that moment, switched career goals. I was studying art history in college at the time, but I thought, this is something I could dedicate my life to. And I started taking classes and went to Spain.
I think when I saw La Chudrom, the gypsy movie, that did it for me.
Yeah.
To see that the form, the flamenco form, travel across a couple of continents.
Yeah, the gypsy form. And then I saw that film too. I believe last time you interviewed me, we were talking about that film.
Yeah.
And it crescendos at the end with a flamenco singer. It's just incredible.
That's right. That's right. So are you doing this show elsewhere in the area?
No, this is a very special performance. More and more Soul Flamencos, we are being booked for private events. And it's pretty rare that we are in a theater now. We only do theater shows, I'd say, 2 to 3 times. And this is one night only. It's a very special performance.
Why do you think that's so?
I think it's name recognition, and we've been in the newspaper a lot, and so I think that our name is getting out there in the community, so we get phone calls from lots of different wineries, local organizations that would like entertainment, anything that has a Spanish theme, they call upon us and we go. So my weekends are getting booked, and I really have to, if I plan to do a theater show, I have to book it far in advance.
Well, let's hope that you stay with us and aren't persuaded by the lure of the big time.
No. I'm Santa Rosa, born and raised. I will never leave this town. We are here to stay.
Thank you, Joelle. Let's tell people that this is at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts in Brent Auditorium there. It's on Friday, May the 6th at 7:30 p.m., and it is Soul Flamenco. Two flamenco dancers, a guitarist, and a singer. For information about the show, 829-4797, online SebArts. About the company, 573-8450, soulflamenco.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.